Today's program is brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, the nation's largest distributor of heritage breed pigs and turkeys. For more information, visit heritagefoodsusa.com.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network. We're a member-supported food radio network broadcasting over 35 weekly shows live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. Join our hosts as they lead you through the world of craft brewing, behind the scenes of the restaurant industry, inside the battle over school food, and beyond. Find us at heritageradionetwork.org.
Buenos dias, estamos aquí en directo desde Brooklyn, Bushwick, and hello to all our English-speaking fans back on Arts and Seizures. Can you dig it today with the Heritage Radio All-Stars? You can't believe it's a cavalcade of stars, an embarrassment of riches, and back.
I'm embarrassed.
It's March Madness.
And back facing me, the co-host with the most, it's everybody's favorite pizza, Pizzarella.
I'm back for the pizza. I'm back for the pizza,
Mikey.
He came
for the pizza.
That's what brings and I got
for the pizza. Stay for the anarchy. Today we've got Rob K. Robert
That's
Kennedy.
Right,
and the Heritage Radio All-Stars.
Come on.
You know what? You might as well explain for the people their radio scopes.
Anybody that's tuned in knows that sound, that wild squall, can only mean one thing. Mr. John Spencer.
That's right, baby.
Oh, and that crazy beat. That crazy beat. The bongo on. Man. He's back.
He's back. The
big B. He's back. The big B. Double B. Bongo Bob Burt. My favorite
beat.
That crazy daddy. And of Bob course... Burt. Of course, it's the daddy.
Your host.
Robert Kennedy. Robert Kennedy, that's Rob K.
Hey, baby.
You've heard him in the work dogs. You've heard him in the jam messages. You've heard him right here on Arts.
More stars than there are in heaven.
Not dead yet.
Not dead yet, unlike Chuck Berry.
Sadly. Which begs the musical question, Mr. Edison.
All right, lay it on me, daddy-o.
How come... Donnie Trump is alive, and Chuck Berry is dead. How come Don Trump's alive and Chuck Berry's dead? How come Don Trump's alive and Chuck Berry's dead? There's any justice in this world, Don be full of lead. We got a border wall, and Chuck's dead. There must have something wrong. You heard what I said. How come Don Trump's alive and Chuck Berry dead? How come Sean Spice is alive and Chuck Berry dead? How come Spice is alive and Chuck Berry dead? Spice is a lying figurehead. I love Chuck. Now Chuck is dead. There must have something wrong. You heard what I said. John Spencer, will you elucidate on Chuck Berry being dead? Sessions alive and Chuck Berry dead. How come Jeff Sessions is even alive? Jeff Sessions a racist bigot head. I love Chuck now. Chuck is dead. There must be something wrong. You heard what I said. How come?
How come?
justice in this world, Robert Kennedy. John Spencer, Bob Burr, Pizza Rambo. Oh,
where's the pizza? That's why I'm here. Where's Roberta's famous pizza? Where is it? Mike, I see you put the capo on.
I put the capo on. We're going to the promised land. I want to tell you. I want to tell you a Chuck Berry story.
Before we
get going. We got so many of them, but this is where this ties the Bob Burt universe with the Mike universe when worlds collide. You know, I used to work for High Society magazine. I was there.
When a fellow
walked in off the street with a stack of Polaroids of Chuck Berry. Naked.
Oh, boy. Oh, I'm sure. And doing what?
His burnt cork in full glory
and
with a bunch of skinny, standing next to a bunch of skinny white women.
Of course, yes.
There's a stack of them. And after discerning that the photos were indeed found and not stolen, and we had the right to do it, we published the photos in High Society magazine.
Are they from the movie?
You've
probably seen.
Well,
too.
I did. Which I later, my career being such as it is, I sold out of the back of Screw magazine. Because all my Chuck Berry stories are porn stories, Rob. Anyway, so we did run it. My favorite part of the story. Well, I've learned actually my new favorite part of the story is when Bob Burt writes a song about it, unbeknownst to me. But we got a cease and desist letter from Marvin Belli after the thing came out. Marvin Belli, right? Jack Ruby's lawyer, you know.
Okay.
Right? Okay, like,
were you defaming Jack?
Please cease and desist, right? And my boss, the great Carmen Bellucci, he also rest in peace, he was a great guy, Carmen. He took the letter from Marvin Belli and stuck it on the office refrigerator with a magnet, like it was his kid's math quiz that he just got an A out of. That was his entire response to the lawsuit. But unbeknownst to me, I'd been bringing porn magazines over to the studio where I was working
on
Sharky's Machine, which maybe
they
you
drop
saw
out
as
of
well,
your, record,
over at Wharton Tears Fun Studio. I used to feed his his drawer with pornography because apparently the bands liked it.
Bands need that shit to get jacked
yeah.
up. Some.
But apparently, like, Bob, you saw the copy that I dropped off and wrote a song.
Wait a second. Here's a walk-in right. appearance by our favorite bartender, Aaron.
Aaron.
From the tent. Aaron, how you doing? Just say a few syllables.
What's up, everyone out there?
What do
you have for us, Aaron?
This is an old-fashioned, the old-fashioned way.
Conservativism is in.
Baby. Aaron, it's always an unalloyed pleasure to see you, really.
An unalloyed pleasure.
Unalloyed pleasure.
I'll tell you what. Why don't we take it down to the promised land?
Wait a second.
Are we going to first?
Let's have a drink. And guess who we're going to toast to the memory of? Come on. Think hard, Mikey. Think hard. Who are we toasting the memory of?
Is he from St. Louis?
Yes, he's from St. Louis.
Begins with a C, ends with a Y?
Yes. And he was
the
author of this great song called The Promised Land, which had special meaning to me.
Push the Vegas button on your guitar for me.
This had special meaning for me. Aaron, this is beautiful. Thank you. I tell you, the hospitality here at Roberta's famous restaurant.
John Spencer, try the old-fashioned. Tell me if it's like that.
It's so good, I wrote a song about it before I even knew about this place.
This is delicious.
Aaron is the king of...
Too bad Jim Backus... You know what slipped by us, Mike? It was international talk like Jim Backus Day.
Didn't slip by me.
It didn't slip by
us. Nothing. Great.
Every day. And I love Lovey, every day is talk like Jim Backus
here's to,
Day.
Here's to Aaron.
All right.
Thank you, Aaron.
And the king of rock and roll.
Remember, tipping is not a city in China. Oh, yeah. You ready, baby? Let's do this one.
Do that.
Well, I left my home in Norfolk, Virginia, California. Straddle that Greyhound road, past Raleigh, all across the Caroline. We stopped at Charlotte, bypass the Rock Hill. Never was a meeting late. 70 miles out of LA, to find sundown, rolling across the Georgia State. More than trouble, turned into a struggle.
Alabama.
And that hand broke down and left us all stranded down in downtown Birmingham. Here we go. Straight up bore me a true trench right across the Mississippi Queen. And I was on that midnight fire out of Birmingham, smoking into New Orleans. Somebody help me get out of Louisiana just to help me get to this town. There's a people that care a little bit about me, and they won't let this poor boy down. Go!
soup, put luggage in my hand. And I woke up high over Albuquerque on a jet to the promised land. Working on a T-boat, stake out a cot, fly to the Golden Gate. The pilot told us in 13 minutes he'd be heading for the terminal gate. Mambo solo! Your engines and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone.
Oh, bring it down, boys. Bring it down.
I gotta get to the telephone. Mr. Spencer! Mr. Spencer, what's on the phone? What do we hear on that telephone? Uh-oh. Hey, I'm dialing. Are you ready, boys? Mr. Burke, are you ready?
Ready!
Virginia, Tidewater 409.
409.
Tell the folks back home, this is a promised land calling. The cool boys on the line.
On the line.
Oh, baby, let me wet my whistle.
The original trains, planes, and automobiles. Cha-cha-cha. Cha-cha-cha.
Austin seizure.
All right, cha-cha, motherfucking cha. All right, John Spencer, have you ever get a chance to see Chuck Berry?
No.
No.
I'm kidding.
No. Have you seen the videotapes?
Yes.
Yes.
Some of the worst concerts I ever saw, quite frankly, were Chuck Berry.
Peter, you ever met him?
Yes, I have.
And nice man.
I'm gonna dispel a bunch of ugly rumors here. I have the story of
ugly rumors
of the day that Chuck Berry was nice.
All right.
The one day, and it was at the San Giorgi Festival in Barcelona. We were playing before 100,000 people. Chuck was the headliner.
The Fleshtones.
And yes, the Fleshtones were there.
What year was it?
And what year? I don't know, 1890, whatever. Anyway, and Chuck came in, escorted by a blonde woman. He demanded to be...
I saw her photo.
Yeah, he demanded to be paid first in cash, which he proceeded to shove into a greasy wallet, which he, of course, shoved into the back pocket of his double-knit banlon pants. Then came up to the Fleshtones. I was expecting the worst. And actually was quite cordial because he needed to borrow our tuner. Now, this is not only the only day that Chuck Berry was probably nice. And the reason he tuned his guitar.
A double mitzvah.
He was a bit on parole that day, so to speak, because his backing band, instead of the usual bunch of white, sloppy, hippie pickup group that he would jam to, was the Climax Blues Band, who knew every one of his songs backwards, forwards, in any key that he would serendipitously.
Because he was well known for
messing with the band,
right?
The key change
in the middle of the song, you know, the whole thing. So he had to be in tune that day. So he did borrow our tuner and said, "Thank you, boys."
Nice.
You know,
sweet, Chuck.
I met Keith Richards one night. This is out in the Apollo Theater in the lobby where
you
the bar
at the
was. James Brown was playing in the room.
Hanging out at the Apollo, usually.
Yeah, James Brown riff.
If I want to find Mike Edison, I go to the Apollo.
Yep. Right? And Keith Richards was standing out in the lobby of the Apollo Theater, and this was just a day after I'd saw the movie Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll. And I went up to see James Brown, and I went out to the lobby to have a drink and smoke a cigarette. It was the 80s. And there was Keith just standing there smoking a cigarette doing the same thing I was.
How did you recognize him?
Because he had his eyeliner tattooed on, so that's how I knew it was
God,
him.
Oh, God, yes.
And I went up to him, Keith, you know, after professing my undying love for him for a moment, I said, "I saw your movie last night. I'm like, seriously, what the fuck? What are you guys thinking about?
Sad.
You know, it's a mess." And he said, "Well, I love Chuck, but he's a motherfucker and he's impossible to work with. Can I buy you a drink?
There you go. Rest in peace.
And, you know, at which point he could have had his way with me, let alone a drink. But we drank Jack Daniels smoked cigarettes for a little while before the guy selling James Brown's t-shirts. A couple of people started coming at him and said, he pointed at Keith and said, It's him, it's the Rolling Stones. And Keith very politely said, it was nice talking to you and I got to go.
There you go. Yeah. You know what? Here's to Chuck.
Cheers.
Actually, despite all the truth.
I'm terribly sentimental about this.
You know what? I think the greatest poet of rock and roll.
Really?
Can we say
beautiful
that?
Beautiful fucking song.
Can we say that? Yeah, I mean, he didn't write MacArthur Park.
Thank God.
But, you're right. Mr. Chuck.
He didn't write Peace Frog.
No, he didn't write Peace Frog. But I have to say, the first lyricist that stuck into the young Zaremba's mind was Chuck Berry.
Yeah, he made it
the first poet of rock and roll.
Right. Well, he wrote The Promised Land.
The stories he tells are effortless.
Guy's got away with words.
The guy's got
away
with words.
The man had away with words.
If there was another name for rock and roll, it was my first favorite. It's why I knew what I wanted to do. I was 9 years old. It was 1973. It was the American Graffiti soundtrack, which had been gifted to me. I know a lot of people that are my age had the same experience. For the first time, where Johnny B. Goode was like, holy shit, well, we're all like singing it into our airbrushes. It was like, what the fuck? It was like,
WTF.
What the fuck?
WTF.
The American Graffiti soundtrack, which not only had Chuck Berry, had the diamonds.
Speaking of words. Speaking of words, Mikey, this is March Madness here at Arts and Seizures. And not only that, but David, our engineer, are you awake? Are you out there? Give us a sign, Dave. David is not only the engineer here at Arts and Seizures, but he's also Mike Edison and Peter Zaremba's dialect coach. Because I want to reveal something. I've been watching TV shows, and my wife is going
shows?
Like...
What shows you are?
God forbid you should read a book.
Last night we were catching up on The Affair.
The Affair.
Okay? Now...
What channel is that on? 11?
Channel 11.
Showtime.
Yeah. And,
and my wife is constantly... Before Star Trek.
Season 3 was Star Trek.
My wife is constantly going...
Before The Odd Couple.
She's going, this person's like... Oh, that actor's English. She's English. So I want to reveal that besides being engineer, David is also Mike Edison and Peter Zaremba's dialect coach. Mike Edison and Zaremba are both English actors. I'm revealing this now. We are British actors. Okay, Mike, your rejoiner.
It's out.
It's amazing.
It's out, Edison.
All right, okay.
You're a British actor.
Arts and Seizures brought to you by the Russians since 19... All right.
Fake news.
I'll tell you what.
Fake news. Fake news.
You playing another song, Mike?
Yeah, I think Rob Kennedy's got something to say.
Fake news.
Troubled troubadour of tomorrow, Rob Kennedy.
Tell us about it.
Disastrous sad. Well, I was driving down the highway the other day, coming to the show. And Paul Ryan came on the radio. Hang on the one there, please. What it said wasn't fair. Here we go, boys. He said he's gonna take my Obamacare. I gotta have my insurance. Hang on that four. No matter what they say, I gotta have my insurance, baby. I need the ACA. I gotta have my insurance. It's the law. Mr. Trump, take away your tiny paw. Oh. So I called up the marketplace to try to see what the Republicans are gonna do to me. Started asking me a bunch of questions. Are you black? Are you poor? Can you pay? Are you blind? Can you see? Oh, what they did to me. All for my lack of insurance policy. I gotta have my insurance. I can't do it by myself. with the man. I asked Paul Rudd about his plan. I asked him to explain it to me. He said, you love it. It's gonna be great. It's tremendous. It does everything. It's like Jesus. Jesus fucking Christ. Jesus fucking Christ. What the Republicans do to me? Straight from Japan. It worked there, it works now. You can't take the government through anything anyhow. Install what you want, shake it up and mess it up. The whole fucking thing is falling down. I got so many insecurities. Oh, help me, Peter, help. What I gotta do to get through the next week or two. Every day you turn on your TV, what do you see? A four-year-old is running our country. It's shameful. It's embarrassing. I don't know what to do. They're taking away my visa so I can barely tell you. Except on the radio. John Spencer, go, go! It's a mess, ladies and gents. Not the America I knew. The Kennedy family had their faults, I admit it. I'm one too. But in spite of that, I'm scared today. They got rights they only thought of trying to take away. Gonna do it tomorrow, I know. I'm scared to live in this fucking place. You know I gotta get out. Gotta go. Gotta get out. Gotta go. Do you believe me? I gotta get out. Gotta go.
That's very down home, John.
What was up with the gang signals?
The two and the four. That's a little joke. When the time that the Fleshtones backed up Texas Slim on stage at the big Club 57, he came on stage. All he had was a tangle of about 40 feet of guitar cable that he couldn't untangle. And during his he was very loose with the amount of measures. And he kept, during the songs, he kept holding up his hand, like, to us. You know, four, and then, like, seven, and six. And we had no idea, right?
Like this?
It's like, okay. It's like
four, we have our two, own code. Two in the, yeah.
Braille.
Anyway.
Braille.
Mikey.
Hey, it worked for Helen
Mike
fucking
Edison.
Keller, man.
Mike? Oh. Bob Burt.
Bob Burt.
Baby.
Bob Burt, Rob Kennedy, Pizza Rabbit, John Spencer.
I love you, baby.
You'll never know how much you really love me.
You'll never know how much I really care. All right.
March Madness.
One more for Chuck Berry. We're going out with one more, all right?
March Madness. Yeah. Mike, I think you might have to, it's a little early for that song, isn't it?
A little early for that song? As I repeat, it's the fastest half hour on the internet.
Has Patrick been keeping you busy this week?
I've been writing about hams. I've been writing about bacon. I've been writing about pork chops.
About country ham.
Country ham.
Country ham.
I know, excuse me. I know we got just a little bit of time left here in the Arts and Century Hour.
Yes, we do.
John.
I just want to say,
John.
I just want to say, where's Judy?
right. Where's Judy? He wants a chick. I should leave now. I'll leave now.
I think there's room for, you know.
Pete's the new number two.
And I mean that in a good way.
I don't think Mike was deliberately going for normal cast here.
I don't treat him like number two.
More importantly, where's Keith Strang?
Keith Strang is, I thought he was going to be here because we were going to be driving back from Providence, Rhode Island. And that didn't happen.
I just want to say to everybody listening out there at the Arts Institute, the new Boss Hog album, Brood X, is coming.
Shit.
And I got a copy of it right here for you.
Show it to the home audience.
That's on the show. That's what we call the
juice.
There you go. That's what brand new.
I'm holding it up
the press.
I'm holding it up for the radio.
Hold it up to camera number two.
I want to say.
On this show, we call that the George Thorogood because I was actually on a radio show with George Thorogood, and he had his new record out, and they introduced it, and he actually held it up. It was fantastic.
George Thorogood.
You just held up the last record that my mother bought.
All right, I'll tell you what.
She died.
Thanks to everybody, Arts and Seizures.
Rock
and
that.
Of course, hail, rock and roll. Drop that coin right into the slot. Can
good
you dig it?
Night,
Burgers frying night and day, talking about you.
What key? You know, they say on the famous.
Okay, we're going to do this in the key of B.
B,
I know. I'm going out, yo. I'm going out strong. Arts is a series. We're going to see it soon.
Always strong.
We got big shows coming up. We got WrestleMania. We got woo. Passover. The two greatest holidays.
Mikey, watch out. You're slipping into your normal British accent there.
Of the year, WrestleMania.
Dialect
WrestleMania
coach.
And Passover.
Quick, get the dialect coach.
All right, we'll see you next week on Arts and Seizure one more time.
No.
Thanks to Pizza Ramba, Robert Kennedy. No.
No.
No. John Spencer.
No.
Beatnik number one, Bob Burt.
That's right.
No. Dave Turner.
Mr. Michael Anderson.
Here we
rock
go.
And come on. Roll.
Hit
on. Come on, John.
Hit it. Where she turned out all the money.
Listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.